For item four, this is an action item. Judicial Branch Administration update to court technology, the governance and strategic plan, and we welcome Judge Herman.
We do have one individual here to make public comment on the update to the court technology governance and strategic plan. That's Mary Barangren. If you could come forward, and you have 3 minutes. There isn't, according to my records, anyone else who's come forward to talk on that particular item. So thank you. 3 minutes.
Good afternoon, Chief Justice and Council members. Thanks for the opportunity to comment today on the video remote interpreting pilot project in the technology plan. CFI has advocated for a pilot project for spoken language VRI. A pilot project is needed to evaluate the efficacy of VRI and develop informed recommendations about how VRI can expand and protect access. Unfortunately, courts are proceeding with VRI prematurely without the benefit of a pilot. Our observations and research into the push for VRI at the state and national level indicate the driving force is a pursuit of cost savings, and the potential to expand services is overstated. The strategic plan before you asserts VRI has been successfully implemented for sign language in California and for spoken language in other states. The reality is that VRI has not been implemented broadly anywhere due to its limitations and has not been submitted to serious analysis that looks at the true financial costs or the impacts on LEP rights and meaningful participation. The success of VRI is assumed but has not been validated, and significant evidence that VRI compromises LEP rights is being ignored. That's why, in a recent letter to the Chief Justice and the LAP Working Group, the ACLU, the California Public Defenders Association, and nearly a dozen immigrant rights organizations cautioned that current VRI initiatives lack sufficient safeguards, and they object to expansion of VRI without appropriate limitations. We are very concerned that the pressure to create efficiencies and the enthusiasm for technology generally are leading the Council to make decisions without complete and accurate information and without adequate analysis. Any pilot must include sufficient stakeholder participation and ensure VRI actually expands access without compromising meaningful participation and communication. We also urge that the Council's influence and authority be used to discourage premature implementation of VRI before a pilot is completed. This would be the prudent approach, since the purpose of a pilot is to evaluate something before implementing it more broadly. While the LAP Working Group and Technology Committee are now aligned in recommending a pilot, the LAP Working Group has stated the pilot should not limit courts from proceeding with their own VRI experiments. We disagree. What is happening right now with VRI in the courts is not the responsible approach. Courts are planning to implement VRI before standards are established and coming to the table without a viable plan or an understanding of VRI's inherent limitations. We caution that this shotgun approach can do a lot of damage. Implemented in an ad hoc manner and without strict statewide standards, VRI will damage the judiciary's reputation in the eyes of lawmakers and the public, and of greatest concern, it will interfere with access and fairness for LEP court users. Statewide standards and safeguards must be adopted. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That concludes public comment on this item. Judge Herman.
All right. Just to bring our new members and those who were not at the August meeting up to date, at the August Council meeting, the Judicial Council approved the Court Technology Governance and Strategic Plan with the understanding that we would push the issue over onto to today's agenda to get additional feedback from the Joint Working Group for California Language Access, according to their plan. And so we have incorporated additional language from the working group into the present document, and it is here today for council's final approval. The task force was disbanded as of the August meeting, so that is the action item that is on today for the council.
Thank you. And I'm looking at the recommendation found on page 2 to adopt the updated court technology governance and strategic plan, et cetera. Judge So moves approval.
Second.
Second by Judge Jacobson. Any discussion on the matter?
Just have one question, if
sure.
I may, Chief. let me ask the chair, was there any disagreement in the discussion on your committee?
Not amongst our committee, and this is Language Access has looked at this carefully in terms of the input that they've given us in terms of putting issues or developing additional language in support of language access as well as in support of self-represented litigants, so it aligns with the 3D access.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Not seen any hands for further discussion. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Judge Herman.
You're welcome.
This convenes our first day of Judicial Council, our business meeting. We will recess and start again tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning. Thank you.